We've all been bombarded with politics this year, so I thought it would be a good time to kind of take a deep breath today and have our friend Sean Mozell talk to us. Sean teaches meditation. He's a hypnotist. He helps people stop smoking and deal with pain at the Wilmette Stop Smoking Center and Hypnosis Center. Sean, good morning. I'm wondering, are you treating people with post-election distress these days?
Good morning, Bob. What a great day to be alive. And absolutely, absolutely. It's not the stress that gets people, it's the reaction to the stress that creates the brain chemicals. And the reaction is under our control.
Yeah, we are going to encounter stress. And I tell this to my daughter all the time. You're not going to avoid it. Learn to deal with it.
Yes, it's also the ability to mentally relax. If you can take a few minutes out a day just to be in the moment. You see, people that are stressed, they're thinking of the past and they're getting sad, or they're thinking of the future and they're anxious. But if you can get in the moment every once in a while, and 20, 30, 40 seconds is enough, just be in the moment. Look where you are. How about just paying attention to your breathing, in and out, in and out. And when your mind drifts, which it will, just bring it right back, like the people in the car right now. Just look around you. Feel the steering wheel in your hand. What are your feet doing? Look at your left foot. Feel your left foot. Feel your right foot. How about the cushions behind your back? Be in the moment. And 10, 15, 20 seconds of being in the moment is enough to help our reactions.
We think of everything but the moment, don't we?
Well, that's because stress, the electric current of the brain, cortisol, that's what it does. That's one of the side effects of a buildup of stress. You're in the past or you're in the future.
Yeah, somebody once said this, and I always remember just the word present. Be in the present. It's a present, isn't it?
Yes, it is, right? At this moment, just look around. What kind of breathing? Feel your hands, like I said, wherever they are, feel them. Pay attention to this moment, because that's all we have at this point.
Yeah. We're overwhelmed by information, aren't we? We don't need that much information, really.
Yes, but once again, it's the reaction to the information. So can you take time out? Right before bed, sit down. You've got your PJs on. You're ready to hit the hay. Sit in a chair and just listen to the noises in your room for 2 to 3 minutes, 4 or 5 minutes. And in that time, your mind will drift 10, 20, 30 times. Just bring it back to the moment.
I was reading about this a monk, Zen master, and I clipped this out because it really says it all, and I think you'll agree. He said, do not try to find the solution to problems with your thinking mind. Non-thinking is the secret of success. And that's why the time when we are not working, that time can be very productive if we know how to focus on the moment. That's what you're saying, isn't it?
Absolutely. That is the fact. And it's a lot easier. Science has found out it's a lot easier to slow down your thinking than to change your thinking.
Taking a mental health break today with the assistance of our friend Sean Mozell. Sean, one other thing I was reading that Buddhist monk said, and this is really timely. He said, only living speech and compassionate listening can help people correct wrong perceptions, but our leaders are not trained in that discipline, and they rely only on the armed forces. Isn't that interesting?
Yes, but that is because when we are stressed, one of the major effects of stress is you cannot listen, and you're not a good communicator. You're not connected to that higher intelligence within. De-stress, be in the moment, breathe.
Got to get off that autopilot that we're on. All right, so how do you reprogram the subconscious? You were talking about how important it is, those moments before you fall asleep at night.
Well, when you fall asleep, your consciousness checks out. So a good way to do that is be super appreciative of what you have. If you're laying in bed and you're feeling comfortable, there's no discomfort, or maybe your discomfort is lessened, or can you touch the hand of someone next to you, or how about your sheets or the pillow that hits your head? How about the heat in your room? Be super appreciative of your thoughts, of what you have with your thinking. Buddha said what we think, all that arises in our lives is caused by what we think. And with our thoughts, we create the world. So think thoughts that feel good as you fall asleep, feeling good thoughts.
And you should practice this on a regular basis, shouldn't you?
Yes, 15 minutes a day is a really good amount of 15 to 20 minutes, even 30 seconds. Get in the moment, breathe, be super appreciative of what is, and excited for what's coming.
I've listened to your guided meditations. They're great, but I know you make the point that you don't need anything formal. You don't need to go to the top of a mountain and shut everything out for a day. You can do it anytime, any place, anywhere, can't you?
Yesterday, as I was falling asleep, I sat down while the tea was being brewed, and I was listening to the humming of the refrigerator.
I love that.
Yeah, and when your mind drifts, bring it back to that sound. Be in the moment.
Yeah, and you know what? How many times are you in front of the refrigerator, everybody's fridge makes that noise, but we never hear it, do we?
Yes, because we're in the past or we're in the future.
All right. Well, for people stuck in traffic now, let's do a little moment of Zen. Why don't you lead us here, set us up with this, and then hopefully we can help some stressed out folks this morning.
Very good. So just pay attention to where you are. Take a deep breath, two deep breaths through the nose, and a long exhalation. Remember, every time you exhale longer than you inhale, you slow down your heart. Another two deep breaths through the nose, in, and long exhalation. And then the third time now, deep, in, and a long exhalation. And be appreciative of what you are.
And now, for the next moment, a bit of Zen.
Nice deep breath, long exhalation. We are mental and spiritual beings, and if we can connect to that thought, that feels really good.
Namaste to you. You talk, Sean, often about how important those last moments are before you drift off to sleep, but right when you wake up, that's important too, isn't it?
It's a very important 17 seconds. You're at the deepest meditative state when your alarm goes off or when you wake up, eyes open or closed. That's the part of the brain that programs your mental, emotional being, and it's only programmed by the words you dwell on. And because of that depth of relaxation, what you said this morning when you wake up or what you think is equivalent to 60,000 thoughts, 24 hours of thinking. So become a appreciative, power, good-feeling thoughts when you wake up. I've got this. Things work out for me every day in every way, a little better and better. I am blessed.
I'm hearing the faint hum of the lights here in the studio right now.
You're there, Bob.
Thanks
Be
to
in
you.
The moment.
Sean Mozell, certified consultant hypnotist at the Wilmette Stop Smoking Center and Hypnosis Center. I always appreciate your visits.
Thank you, Bob.
Here. Thank you,
good
Sean.
Good-feeling thoughts.